Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got to stand up against this outrage. As Obama says, March Madness is a nice diversion. The media says, oh, we're going to have nothing but positive news for you today. I heard that over and over again. We're going to ignore the negative things like that's moral to do as the radiation's coming towards the West Coast. We need everybody to get these articles. Obama plays while Japan begs for help. Infowars.com. Obama fiddles while Fukushima burns. PrisonPlanet.com. We need to get this out to everybody. Those fuel rods, the spent ones and the ones inside the containment units, are on fire, burning, spewing radiation out. There's hard winds. They call it the kamikaze, the divine wind that blows the jet stream across towards the United States. That's where that term comes from. There's a kamikaze divine wind of radiation undoubtedly headed our way. And you better believe the government's going to try to cover this up. Now, going back to James, and I'm going to go to Will, Richard, Rob, Ron, and others during the Health Rangers. So stay there. I'll get to everybody. But, James, you wanted to briefly, somebody that worked in nuclear power plants and worked on the sub-reactors who certified in it, you wanted to talk about some precautions for people. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. But first, I just wanted to say I agree a lot with Greg Palast. There is a lot of cover-up, and there's a lot of corruption going on in the Navy nuclear and commercial nuclear fleet. I wasn't surprised to hear that, but I was kind of surprised to hear that he had been involved in that. But
I've talked to Navy captains who were on nuke subs. One of them runs Veterans for Peace here in Austin, and they would have them do tests that they knew were releasing radiation, and knowing that it would hurt the crew, and many of his people died. He's sick from it. But sorry, go ahead.
No, I believe it because I spent years in that program, and they tell you you're trained, you're cream of the crop, and they love to treat you like filth. And I got sick of it. I got sick and tired of being treated like filth. I got tired of having my family being treated like filth, so I left. And it's spreading into the civilian fleet, especially at Turkey Point. That place is corrupt. But I do know there. I just want to go real quick into. I do know the supplement that has 45 doses of colloidal minerals that you drink on an empty stomach, and it gets absorbed in your bloodstream in 5 minutes. And I'm not plugging anything. I'm not making any money. I'm just saying, keep putting this out so I can help people. But it does have here, I'm reading it, about 150 micrograms of potassium iodide, and there's 45 servings in this container.
Look, at InfoWarsTeam.com, we've got the Dulse iodine. It's even a lot more than that. There's a lot of natural ways to get stuff to fill up most of your thyroid. It's not as good as the medical grade, but it certainly helps. I appreciate your call, James. Let's go ahead and talk to Will in Michigan. Will, you're on the air.
Hey, how you going?
Good, sir.
God bless you guys, man, first and foremost, okay? Breaking news, Digital Journal. Get this guys up on your website as soon as you can. Japan's radiation problem appears to be out of control. It's 49 minutes old.
No, I'm going to cover some news right before our guest joins us. If we come out of break, no, they're calling it out of control. They're now calling it total catastrophe. They will not give out the radiation readings for many, many miles in two states, or prefectures as they're called, in and around Fukushima. But they've got universities and others who are refusing to go along with the cover-up, putting out numbers that are very high. There's a massive ongoing attempt at cover-up here happening right now. But what's that headline again? Radiation?
Wait one. I'm running back into my computer room. Hold on one second, getting it right now. Japan's radiation problem appears to be out of control, dailyjournal.com.
It's Digital Journal. I appreciate your call. We have it. Let me read to you. Reports. Japan's radiation problems appear out of control. Latest reports from Japan reveal a country drowning in sorrow from last week's devastating earthquake and tsunami, and it will not have to give undivided attention to a disaster of surging radiation levels at Fukushima's Daiichi nuclear facility. Scientists are warning that the fires associated with explosions at the nuclear plant where fuel storage ponds have overheated, maybe letting off radioactive steam. Yeah, you think so? No kidding. We'll be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live into hour number three. It is the 16th day of March, 2011. Will, Richard, Rob, Ron, others, we're going to be taking your calls this hour. We're going to be going into overdrive, obviously, into the fourth hour. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. The health ranger, Mike Adams, a big researcher in all these areas, is going to be our guest this hour into the next. If you'd like to stay with us, we're going to be recapping and giving you the latest as the news continues to unfold. Also, later, I want to go over an article, 27 signs that the nuclear crisis in Japan is much worse than either the mainstream media or the Japanese government have been telling us. The big article that we need to get out to everybody, alert, Fukushima cover-up, close to 40 years of spent nuclear fuel rods blown sky high. They've been storing over 600,000 of them on top of the facilities. Four of them have blown up, ejecting them into the air. And Japan is not giving out radiation readings now in those two states. Bad sign. Greg Palast agreed. That's a cover-up going on. More fires, more smoke at the plant, boiling off radiation. Fukushima, Kyoto News reports, number three reactor vents smoke. But they are also reporting that some of the other reactors have had breached internal seal cores. This place is a giant nuclear waste dump. That's on top of it all. Newly released images show devastated nuclear reactors, Infowars.com. Japan scrambles to pull nuclear plant back from the brink. Fukushima nuke plant station worsened considerably. Think Tank reports the nuke station 1 has worsened considerably. The Institute for Science and International Security said in a statement. Also, there's more problems at some of the other plants there. There's six total, including some that have already been turned off, but they're still catching on fire. This stuff's very flammable. If you put these rods out in the open, they catch on fire. Continuing, the Surgeon General said, as a precaution, buy potassium iodine. That other government agencies said, don't do it. We've confirmed from listeners with names and dates that FEMA and the CDC have been ordering clinics, even though it's over-the-counter, to not prescribe it to people that ask for it on the West Coast. Continuing, Japan crisis spurs iodine demand and U.S. sells out everywhere. Panic buying, stocks of potassium iodate exhausted in the United States. Military rescuers brace for Japan radiation in U.S. aid flights coming back. I mean, one particle of uranium or plutonium, it'll kill you. You won't have to wait a few years for it to happen. It's that slow kill they can cover up, but the fast death. Palace predicts 100,000 are going to die in the next few months from what's happened in Japan alone. Got to pray for those folks. Other mainline reports, AP reporting that the radiation is going out to sea now. It's been going from northeast on Friday, going Saturday and Sunday and Monday straight east towards the United States. Then Tuesday turning south and giving Tokyo a dose. People now fleeing that with higher and higher levels being registered. Now it's moved back up to going straight due east towards our west coast. So we've got that information. The aircraft carriers raced 200 miles away when Fukushima 3 blew up Monday and high radiation levels were picked up. They reported ships were radiated, some of them. That's Associated Press as well. A Reuters report, U.S. forces on the island of Japan are kept 50 miles away from Japan nuke plant as if the wind doesn't carry it further. Japan's emperor in historic speech says never give up hope. Japan's beloved emperor, the son of the guy that attacked us in World War II, emperor dramatically took to the national TV airways Wednesday and buoyed the spirits of his disaster-stricken citizens and extraordinarily addressed before a nation grappling with the aftermath of an epic earthquake and a devastating tsunami and growing fears of nuclear catastrophe. I truly hope, quote, that I truly hope the victims of the disaster never give up hope, take care of themselves, and live strong for tomorrow, said the dignified and understated emperor, a calm and poignant oration delivered from the Imperial Palace. Also, I want citizens of Japan, he said, to remember everyone who's been affected by the devastation, not only today, but for a long time afterwards, and help with the recovery. The 77-year-old ceremonial but deeply revered chief of state underlined Prime Minister Kan's earlier assertion that Japan was going through its worst crisis since World War II when they got A-bombs dropped on them at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Remember, the Atomic Energy Agency estimates that Chernobyl, much smaller than this disaster now, that's undoubted, for 10 days had steam coming out, and that radiated over a 1,000-mile swath, 150,000 square miles, but 1,000 miles north, got heavy radiation. There's estimated 1 million deaths from complications associated with that event. Now, we've got four reactors on fire exploding, and you better believe there's a big cover-up going on, ladies and gentlemen. So that's just some of what we're dealing with, but you've got to admire the stoic, genteel calm of the Japanese people. There's not looting. Crime's actually gone down statistically. The people are orderly. This would have been a lot worse if they weren't. But still, they don't need to be too orderly when this is done and getting justice. I'd like to see the owners of Tokyo Electric Power and the CEOs that built it on a fault line and stored the rods on top of the reactors. I'd like to see them in there, not the police, not the military, not the plant workers in there on a suicide mission. Oh, but they're elitist, so it's evil to talk bad about them. Now, joining us is Mike Adams. And Mike Adams, of course, is the health ranger, heads up Natural News, naturalnews.com. He really needs no introduction, but he's been warning about these type of situations. He happened to be in Austin, and we're honored to have him in here riding shotgun with us. We're going to talk for about 15 minutes, and I promise, go directly to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Mike Adams, good to have you here. What do you make of all this?
Well, it's good to be here, Alex. Great summary of the situation. This is the cover-up that they can't cover up. You know, when radiation, when there's a meltdown, when there's fissionable material being released into the atmosphere, they can't cover this up. They can cover up vaccines for a while. They can cover up GMOs for a while, fluoride in the water for decades, but not this. And so this is a turning point, not just for the future of nuclear power, but also for people who have been, let's say, listening to you for year after year and wondering, is Alex really right? Is he overstating it, or is he on target? Well, this morning we posted on Facebook, on our own Facebook page, that we're going to be on your show here. And the first comment from a person was, Alex Jones was right. You know, and I know you're not ego-driven. It doesn't matter to you to hear that. But for those listening, it's an important point that when we've been warning, you and I both have been warning for a long time, and you for many more years than I, about preparedness, about the dangers in the world, about the cover-ups, about governments not telling people the truth.
Because when we let them get away with cover-ups, they get more and more arrogant, more and more crazy themselves. There's no governor. You're saying this is a major game-changer. Sorry.
It is a game-changer. Because now if the lies about the safety of nuclear power can be so devastating and so catastrophic to the people of Japan and perhaps even to the people of North America, it raises the question, you know, what else have we been lied about? What else has been done in the name of so-called scientific thinking? For example, GMOs are now being pushed under science, and anyone who questions them is called unscientific. You know, what else?
When the science actually shows they're deadly.
Well, it does, but they're trying to hide behind that label, right? And nuclear power was given to us as a progression of civilization. This was supposed to be clean energy, virtually limitless energy.
Folks think it's trendy to just mindlessly support it.
Well, exactly. And there are a lot of things like that that are happening in our world today. You've talked about here, fluoride in the water, for example. The pharmaceutical medication.
Genetic engineering.
Absolutely. The list just goes on and on.
The Hadron Superconducting Supercollider. A lot of physicists are on record saying it could destroy the planet. These are guys with PhDs, and then the people at Hadron say, well, that's a low probability. They're going to do thousands of tests.
Well, exactly. And what you get to behind all this is the arrogance of the science, of the scientists, combined with the corruption of the politicians, and as you call them, the global elite.
They're believing their own lies.
They do believe them, and they're willing to risk the lives of the public in order to pursue their own agenda. When they built these power plants, remember those GE engineers who quit because they said, this isn't a safe design. It's not safe. No one listened to them. That was back in the 70s. And now, decades later, we're starting to look at a time when we're going to have to pay a price.
And an engineer lost their job. They got blackballed when they quit. They didn't just do this, just like the genetic engineer guys that were making $1 million a year, and they come out and say, this potato sterilizes you. We can't put this on the market. They're like, you're fired.
Well, that's right. Time and time again, those who raise the warnings are either ridiculed by the mainstream media, if they're folks like you.
Well, we said this was a meltdown Friday.
Yeah, you were ahead of this, way ahead of us doing it. In fact, I was looking at your news and saying, wow, you guys have an incredible news system going on here, by the way. Paul Watson just does incredible work. But you were on top of this story before the mainstream media was really on board with it, and they're still not on board with the truth of what's happening. The truth is...
Well, no, they're on board with a big cover-up.
Well, right. Let me look at what they're talking about today. It's not what people need to know. What do people need to know today in America? They need to know to get prepared. They need to know natural sources of iodine, which you've talked about here. But beyond that, they need to know that their government is not telling them the truth on so many topics, that nuclear energy is just the tip of the iceberg here. There's so much more coming down the road. Fiat currency, the Federal Reserve, the global debt.
Biometrics. They now admit 10 times the radiation they'd said in secret tests at the airports with the scanners. Massive cancer increase. They just think they can wave baloney wands and change the laws of physics.
Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And now they're fighting the laws of physics, and the laws of physics are winning. In Tokyo, sadly, the laws of physics and fission...
Reality.
Are reality, exactly. Reality is something... You can't avoid the laws of economics, for example. You can't run the world on a global...
And they'll try to play it down when Japanese start dying and when radiation hits the U.S., but still, the reality's there.
It's cause and effect, Alex. And we have set into motion on this planet through the corruption, through the governments that don't tell us the truth, through the science that has been distorted for these corporate agendas. We've set into motion a chain of events that's now coming back to haunt us.
And so many Americans, it's like real popular now to make jokes. I hear it all over radio about the Japanese. These are little kids dying, folks. People being ready, men fighting for everybody else's safety, knowing they're dying. They're on record saying we're ready to die, and people are making jokes. Folks, do you think you're safe, those of you out there making jokes, when we're such a decadent society that people don't care? Who's going to save your butt? Who's going to step up for you?
Dude, that's sick. That's sick. I didn't know people were out there making jokes about this, but it's absolutely sick another thing that's sick.
Well, stay there. Yeah, the guy, we got to go to break. The guy that does the Aflac duck just lost his job, you know, making jokes. He said, yeah, the Japanese are so advanced, you know, they have the ocean come to them, and ha, ha, ha. And it's just not funny. It's bad luck, too, folks, making fun of people that are in trouble. Okay, it's bad luck. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your phone calls coming up in the next segment. Richard, Rob, Ron, Trevor, Chuck, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. We've got the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, riding shotgun with us live into the next hour. You want to awaken your friends and family to the real nature of this threat, the ongoing cover-up? Tell them tune into the local AM and FM stations. Carrying the show, stop at red lights, tell people, folks at work, you name it. But also, they can listen at Infowars.com or watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's some big breaking news I was given during the break. This is a beta test. You heard 6 months ago that they want an internet kill switch during emergencies. They would reroute everything to government websites. This is a beta test to kind of condition you and to show people that they have this power. U.S. military blocks websites to help Japan recovery efforts. Really, they won't send the troops in and are covering up the radiation levels for the public, but they're doing this. And it says the U.S. military has blocked access to a range of popular commercial websites in order to free up bandwidth for use in Japan recovery efforts, according to an email obtained by CNN and confirmed by a spokesman for the U.S. Strategic Command. The sites include YouTube, ESPN, Amazon, eBay, MTV, were chosen not because of the content, because they were popularity among users of the military computers account for significant bandwidth, according to Strategic Command spokesman. I mean, they don't even go on to say they were having trouble with their networks. They're just setting that precedent with a little step, and they go through it. Mike Adams, they're openly pushing that they want to start curtailing the web because alternative media is kicking their hind end.
Well, that's very true, Alex. And if you look at the reasoning behind this, they say, look, they're going to free up bandwidth to help in Japan's recovery efforts. I mean, you can't email people food. You can't email potassium iodide to the population. I'm not sure how this is going to help Japan recover. What they need is to cool the spent fuel rods, right? And you can't do that over the internet. You got to get ships in there with pumps, and the Pentagon is keeping the U.S. ships away from there, and Japan's not able to tackle that situation as they should have been able to. So this is clearly not a rescue effort. Like you say, it sounds like a beta test of an internet blocking effort. I mean, what else could the explanation be for this? I mean, this is...
Well, it sets the precedent and normalizes it.
Well, that's exactly, and that's what they do. Every time there's a crisis, we've seen it, you know, in Haiti, we've seen it with Hurricane Katrina here in Texas and Louisiana. Every time there's a crisis, they use it to jump on one more effort to take away your freedoms or take away your access or spin their agenda in a new way and position it as a rescue effort. That's exactly what we're looking at here, I believe.
It's like, oh, well, because they admit 6 months ago that they may kill the whole internet and send you to government sites during emergencies. And so there's no doubt that that is what this is. EPA is announcing that it's increasing radiation monitoring in the United States. That's up on prisonplanet.com, the latest article by Steve Watson. Again, our reporters are doing a great job tracking everything.
Well, the issue here, Alex, is, if I could interrupt for a second, that when they send you to government websites, that is not usually the best source of information, if ever.
No, it's the control info.
Exactly. The best source of information, as your listeners well know, is, of course, the alternative media. That's where you're going to get the truth about what's happening ahead of the mainstream media. That's where you're going to get intelligent interpretation.
A wide spectrum of analysis.
That's exactly right. You're going to get analysis that the mainstream media is not allowed to do. Think about these nuke plants. Those are General Electric parts. I mean, those were built by General Electric, which, of course, owns many of the major media outlets in the United States or is heavily invested in them. Do you think the mainstream media is going to go out there and start telling people about the structural engineering?
Well, the former head of General Electric runs the White House Economic Council.
It's all tied in together exactly like that. So when they're testing shutting down the Internet, what they're really doing is testing to see if people will buy into the idea that all information should be centrally controlled.
During emergencies.
During emergencies.
Which they've said is their plan with the internet kill switch.
And what's an
headline? Obama wants kill switch during emergencies for whole web. We can put that on screen.
And they can declare an emergency for just about anything, as you well know. They can declare an emergency if the dollar drops 20% in one day. They can declare an emergency.
That's in the executive orders. It says any reason.
It's all in there. Right. It could be for no reason. It could be for a reason that's secret because they say this is a threat to national security and we can't tell you why. But it's just an emergency and now all the internet is blocked or funneled to their sources of information. You know, that's the day, Alex, that folks like you and other alternative media sites are really going to have to get out there and use the underground avenue.
Well, that's why we've got people hanging the flyers, learning the power of just flyers with messages, local micro FM. I mean, people have got to really appreciate the web while we've got it as they try to kill it.
That's right. The web continues to be the best source of information, and especially the alternative
media. Well, it was a kid with a cell phone shooting the mushroom cloud. That would have been covered up.
Lots of things, like the police beatings of these innocent people and the tasering of innocent senior citizens, for example.
It's like the cop on that in California, in the Bay Area, in Oakland, where they confiscate two of the cameras, but somebody's still secretly shot when they shoot the guy in the back and then lie about it. And then it came out that they had basically just executed him and the cop went to jail. This is a double-edged sword, and the system doesn't like it. We're going to come back, go to calls, then go to examples of other things, how this nuke situation is the tip of the iceberg. With Mike Adams, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Today, Mike Adams will be with us for 30 minutes into that. In the last 30 minutes, I'll continue to cover the latest developments with the Fukushima, Japan insanity. There's other reactors having problems. Who knows what the truth is on those? I've got a report about leaking with water at a Canadian nuke plant today being overshadowed by this. Obama's moving with anti-gun legislation while we're all busy watching this. We've got incredible police state news. Huge Middle East news, amazingly important U.S. news and world politics, and the economy stack. That's in the last 30 minutes of Overdrive today that I haven't even gotten to. In other news, stocks fall on Japan crisis, weak economic reports. The Japanese stock market lost more than 11 points in the last few days. We're getting you the latest on that. We're about to go to your calls. But stocks fall on Japan crisis, weak economic reports. Japan's nuclear crisis, disappointing economic reports caused stocks to fall. Worsening fears about the nuclear crisis in Japan shook financial markets today. Stocks opened lower, then dropped sharply in mid-morning trading after the European Union's energy chief was quoted as saying that Japan's nuclear crisis could get worse. No kidding. Not winning. Treasury prices jump, sending yields to their lowest level this year as investors piled into investments seen as being more stable, like farmland, gold, commodities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points, or 2.3%, to 11,590. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index fell 29. The CBOE Market Volatility Index jumped 18 percentage points, a sign that investors seek more volatility or see more and expect more volatility in the stock market. Japan temporarily suspended work at a stricken nuclear plant after a surge in radiation made it too dangerous for workers to remain there. That came a day after Japan's prime minister said four crippled reactors at the nuclear power plant were leaking dangerous amounts of radiation, but not giving the numbers. And neither is our government, swarming with spy aircraft and submarines and radiation snoops. Not telling us, because we're in the fallout path. Cover up. That's the big news here. The big, one of the biggest nuke dumps in the world. 600,000 spent rods blowing around everywhere. Two reactor cores breached. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, but briefly, Mike Adams, your take on the issue, and we wrote about this last night, it's still the most detailed report out there, and we hope folks get it out. Alarm over spent fuel rods threatens Chernobyl on steroids, and we have another report with the headline that Japanese Fukushima disaster spewed radioactive rods into the atmosphere. Your take on that?
Well, in the Chernobyl incident, Alex, you got to remember that after the meltdown occurred,
400 times Hiroshima, and it was much smaller.
Huge radiation introduced directly into the atmosphere. They had to have volunteers who were wearing these almost like space suits, these robot suits, who would go in there and they could work for a maximum of 40 seconds, Alex, because that was the maximum radiation exposure that they could get for a lifetime just to go in there and help cover up the core that had melted.
And most of those guys died. They would run in and shovel and then run, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. These are suicide actions. And now Japan is facing that because they've already said it's too dangerous to let the workers go in there.
And they're staying in for full shifts. They're dead. They are valiant heroes.
Well, they are. There are many heroes being made today, in addition to many failures that have happened.
But that's a hero, not some NCAA college basketball person.
I totally agree with you. I'm not even looking at the sports scene in America today. Why? I mean, we got to focus on the future of human civilization, life on our planet. How are we going to stay alive? How are we going to keep radiation out of the food supply here in America? And as long as we're talking about the food supply, What do you have there?
I'm just showing folks on TV. Continue.
Well, I know this isn't a show about GMOs, but I want to say one sentence. I believe that GMOs are the Fukushima meltdown of the agricultural industry just waiting next.
Well, it's taking over regular natural farming. It's been proven in every major study to be causing all sorts of problems, even in bees, not just humans. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. We're going to talk about that next hour. Before you leave, we're going to talk about the other things that they're covering up coming up at the start of the next hour. But before we go to calls, last point, then I'm going to Richard, Rob, Trevor, Chuck, Jackie, I promise.
Okay.
I wanted to raise this. Obama plays while Japan begs for help. That's the InfoWars headline. The Prison Planet headline is Obama fiddles while Fukushima burns. And it goes over the fact that he's spending hours talking about March Madness today, stupid basketball. And this is the president. This is the leader. And he said it's a good distraction from what's happening in the world in a White House press release. It's a distraction. They want it to be a distraction from the fallout coming our way.
Yes, clearly they want it to be a distraction. It's like you said in the previous hour, this is bread and circuses for America. Instead of focusing on what we need to focus on, which is our safety, our preparedness, accurate information about the situation in Japan, instead of that, we're talking about basketball stars and that the president is doing that? Where's
And folks, if you're on the West Coast and your child gets a dose of it, because fast-growing cells in children, it's many, they estimate 20-plus times on average more dangerous for children, and your child suddenly gets leukemia or gets bone cancer, which they admit this is can cause, will March Madness be funny when you're putting your kid in a coffin?
But see, remember, Alex, the cancer industry has never been about preventing cancer, as you well know. We've talked about it.
So they might actually like this.
They might actually like it. Because now you have higher risks of cancer. Guess what? You're going to have a message from the White House to say more women go get mammograms now, which, of course, irradiate women's breasts even more through the...
You said that years ago. Now that's mainline studies.
Now it is, right. It was considered a radical idea.
The EPA now says they want to pull fluoride out of the water, admitting it's killing people.
Right, right. You know, one by one, these lies are being exposed, Alex, and it's due to the alternative media. That's the only place that people...
We're going to cover it next hour. That's why you're here with continual coverage with us, and I look forward in the near future when you're back in Austin sitting in. I know you're going to be here a little bit next week. Maybe next week you could come in for a day and fill in.
I don't know, Alex. No one can fill in.
Yes, you can. How about we have Watson next Friday do half the show, you do the other half?
I'd be happy to fill in whenever it's
a... We'll work it out before you leave, and you can cover it all. Let's talk to Richard in Vermont. Thanks for holding, Richard. You're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Alex? Yeah, this is Richard in Vermont. I'm a certified first-class nuclear welder of 13 years. I'm 61 years old, now retired from that. I read The Turning Point by Fritjof Capra back in 1984 and immediately removed myself from welding the reactor cores and submarines because I saw the potential danger of that. So that just to qualify myself, but I wanted to let you know that what you and I actually saw flying out of the top of number three there was 3,450 of those fuel rods. 7,000 of them, over 7,000 of them, have been compromised. The rest of the 600,000 are sitting in spent fuel rod.
That's right. And for those that don't know, we covered it first hour. The Japanese government admits at one plant, 70% are exposed. At the other, 33%. Give people an idea. They're now saying live rods. Explain to people what if you got one little gram of one of those live rods and put it in your mouth, what would happen?
If you've got a beam of sunlight shining through the windows and you're dusting your furniture and you see those little particles of dust floating around in the air, if one of those particles of dust went over one of these radiated rods and became irradiated itself, and say your pet dog went walking by, or God forbid your child or yourself was walking by and inhales that and it goes into your nose, down into your lungs, you're dead. You're dead in a matter of, if not the first day, you're dead. What it does is it goes in there and starts rupturing all of the cells in the body, and it's radiation. It's not like it goes through the bloodstream. It irradiates through everything, just like an X-ray, you know, and that's what it does. And while it is radiating, what it's doing is it's destroying all the cells.
Now, that book written by one of the nuclear physicists, I've actually read the excerpts from it. They talk about the studies where if a dog gets one particle of enriched uranium or plutonium, it's dead within days.
One particle of dust. You know, now people might get the idea that you might be talking about a particle of plutonium coming off of one of the rods. That's not it.
And that's heavy, so it would have trouble going across the Pacific. But everything that's touching it, and then aerosolizing, man, that sounds like things are worse than what I'm saying.
Oh, it's a hell of a lot worse. Here's the bad part of it. What you and I saw flying into the water or out of the reactor and come down crashing on the ground, guaranteed a lot of those rods fell into the water, okay? Now, what we've been talking about is a jet stream that's going around, and it's going to carry this across to the West Coast. It's absolutely positively going to happen. It's going to happen to Alaska.
And by the way, it doesn't dissipate. Uranium's four. Folks, give me the half-life. What is it? Uranium-236. What's in the rods? No. I mean, I'm asking Richard. Richard, do you know the particular isotope of uranium that's in the rods?
No, I don't, sir.
I believe it's uranium-236.
I think it's plutonium-236. That's the killer, and that's what they use.
Well, there's plutonium as well. Guys, just look up the half-life of basic uranium. I believe it's 4,300,000,000. So the point is, it falls on seaweed. The seaweed gets the radiation. The seaweed washes up a year later, dries, becomes wind, blows across. It basically never ends. This isn't like oil you dump in your backyard and it goes away. The point is, whatever the half-life is, it's billions of years, and as Dr. Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, 3 degrees in nuclear physicist in nuclear physics, said yesterday, we will see increased cancer rates in the U.S. from this. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Okay, the other part of it is that you're talking about the seaweed and everything like that. Everybody's looking at the jet stream and watching that come around. What people need to do is look up on Wikipedia ocean current, because these things also went into the water. And that ocean current, the stream of the ocean, goes around right past Japan, and it does a curl around, and it starts heading east, and then it circulates right up the west coast, going northward up the west coast. Okay, so not only are you going to be getting the jet stream, which is poisoned by these things, which means it's going to be coming down out of the sky in the form of snow and rain. But it's going to also be poisoning all the water. You're going to be seeing billions and billions of wildlife coming up out of and washing up on the shores everywhere. I would hate to live in Australia right now.
Yeah, what about seafood? Well, it is that the Aussies are the ones really freaking out. They understand because they've dealt with Japan's lies. You were about to talk about seafood.
Well, your caller is absolutely right. And look at seafood. Right now, we're worried about mercury in seafood. What about radioactive seafood? All the fishing areas that are in the Pacific between Japan and the west coast of the United States and the west coast of Mexico and Canada, these could be impacted. Now we could be, remember the Mad Max movie where they were selling water and they had the radiation meter testing the water, the Mel Gibson character, is this radioactive water? We might have to start doing that for our food.
Well, let's go back. We've got a basic graph of the general ocean currents, and you can see it goes right up by Fukushima and does go east, hits the United States right up at the Canadian border, turns up and runs around Alaska through the key fishing grounds, and then back again in circles there. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. So we're talking not only air. We're not being killed by air. We're being killed by land and by sea. The other thing that I wanted to say, and this is a caveat for people living on the West Coast, all right? Your children, do not let them go out and have snowball fights and make snowmen, starting like right now. It's a good practice to start getting into. We've only got a few days left before this stuff starts coming down on us. What they need to do when they go outside is wear things like long plastic hooded plastic. It's got to be plastic hooded ponchos, and these things have got to be rinsed off on a daily basis, and also the children or you or whoever, your pets, got to be rinsed on a daily basis in the shower, okay? And that's for upper body.
Have you heard Obama's going to do a South American trip now? I guess he won't be here.
No, he's heading out, man. If he didn't have something set up for South America, he'd be going down into his Alice bunker. Be sure also to wear the hood on any kind of a plastic poncho. They're going to have a big sale on ponchos, anybody that's listening right now, because that will help protect them from what's going to be coming down out of the sky, whether it's snow or rain. No snowball fights, no splashing around in mud puddles. The other thing is to be sure to wear the hood and plastic bags on their shoes or rubber.
By the way, this sounds extreme, but folks, this isn't a joke. You get any of this uranium or plutonium, you're dead. And they'll just say, we don't know. I mean, look, 30 years ago, I've talked to doctors. If they found a kid with cancer, they would send doctors from all over the country to see him. It was so rare. Now kids all over my neighborhood are dying. It's just like, it's normal. It's fun. Everyone's dying. Ah.
Yeah, yep. And this is a movie you don't get tired of seeing either. It's ridiculous. It just keeps on coming. Plastic bags on their shoes. I mean, the stores are giving out plastic bags like crazy. They're floating all over the Pacific. I'm sure they got plastic bags all around the house. Start saving them. Put them on your kids' shoes when they go outside and take them and or.
Well, what about this? The government is out there. They know the real radiation levels. They're getting the tests and they're not telling us. They're saying, we might do a test, tomorrow or something maybe. And the Japanese are not releasing the numbers. We've shown the nuke maps. They keep saying, we're still collating data. They're not letting us know. That is a crime by the criminal federal government and the Japanese government, Mike Adams.
Well, Alex, the government knows that there's not enough supply of ponchos, not enough supply of potassium iodide, not enough seaweed in the supply chain. If they tell,
but they should be doing weather reports about they're testing the clouds, they know when they're going to hit, and they have radiation reports, and they say get ready.
They should. They should be doing that. But the government has never really told people.
They give the troops DU to use knowing it's going to kill them.
Exactly.
They'll probably tell kids to go out and breathe deep.
Well, the fact is, Japan, the grocery store shelves are wiped out, and they have been for days. That kind of supply line deficiency exists in the United States as well. If everybody decides to do something all at once, it's too late. This is really, this whole show should be about the urgency of preparedness for everything that could.
Well, your life is too valuable. I'll be honest. If I was in, because I've been studying the weather maps, the main area is Northern California up to Southern, for the jet stream. That's the big issue. And it's supposedly going to get here in the next few days. If I lived there, I would take a vacation. I mean, I would go south. I mean, this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. And see, they already have tens of thousands dead from the tsunami. And notice they said 10,000 the first day, and then they never really said again. A whole town of 10,000 is missing. So it's way over that. That'll be a perfect cover for them with other people dying of radiation sickness. They'll just kind of ignore it all. The media will cover it up.
Well, that's exactly right. And I wanted to ask your caller here, did you have – it's Richard, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Did you have colleagues who did not quit their jobs with the military and then suffered from cancer later on because of their – focus on working on the nuclear reactors?
Well, I had the guy that actually showed me how to weld died of what they call black lung, because back when we were working on the boats, they didn't OSHA didn't have a law up against the use of asbestos, and we used to cover parts of the internal workings of the reactors with asbestos blankets and asbestic diesel.
Something else they told us was nutritious.
Yeah.
Mesothelioma.
And General Dynamics, one of its primary products is asbestos, all right? And here we are as welders and stuff with our sparks dropping on top of this stuff, and then these little puffs of dust would come up out of them. Well, the guy, a Puerto Rican guy that showed me how to do my welding and stuff like that, and actually got me up to the first-class secret, I had a secret clearance. He died of black lung at 63 years old. I'm 61 now.
And I'm sure that was their cover for what he really died of.
Right. There are so many cases of this, Alex. We have dentists out there who are losing their minds because of mercury exposure. We have pharmacists who are getting cancer because they're dishing out chemotherapy pills to patients. Just from touching the pills, they're getting cancer. The nuclear industry, of course, is...
They admit that 44% of the ink we use sterilizes men.
And the BPA on the receipts, too. Don't forget about that. The chemicals just never stop poisoning us.
But they tell us you're a conspiracy theorist. Even though it's all admitted, Richard, great points. Rob, Trevor, Chuck, Jackie, we're going into overdrive. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies. But what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
I'll take my chances with Mike Adams. Again and again. Again. All right, a lot of crazy things happening. We're going into the eye of the storm here, covering it, continuing with your calls. We're going to go into overdrive next hour. Your local AM and FM should carry it. If not, InfoWars.com. I want to move quicker now, but Richard had so much knowledge with Rob, Trevor, Chuck, Jackie, Matthew, and others. Rob in Vermont, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, love your show, man.
Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Well, just a couple things. I know it might sound a little crazy, but I know that people have...
Yeah, your phone's cutting out there, Rob.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you got a head. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I know that there were some people saying that it might be because of HAARP. Now, you had one of you guys on your show saying that it might have been a potential explosion by someone inside. Setting up charges.
Well, they got hit by a big tsunami and a 9.1 earthquake. And their HAARP can. The government says, Secretary of Defense 97, Cohen said it, that the governments are working on earthquake weapons. But we don't know if that's what's happening. That would just be speculation.
Okay. Now, the other thing is that me and my wife went to Walmart in Littleton, New Hampshire. And we asked the pharmacist for some potassium iodide. The pharmacist looked at me kind of crazy, thinking I was nuts. So they didn't have it. So I went to ones here in town. Nobody's got it. Absolutely nobody.
Well, it's all over the news. The Surgeon General said, "Get it if you can." Yesterday, but see, if it's something that's smart, it's crazy. What you want? You care? You want to be prepared? You're some kind of lunatic. I appreciate your call, Rob. Let's talk to Trevor in Canada. You're on the air, Trevor.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I lived in that part of Japan for nearly 20 years. And one of the real tragedies is, of course, Japan has no zoning laws. And, they've built these factories in these regions to keep them out of the site of the larger population base areas. And it's really quite tragic because now, you know, these rural communities are going to be annihilated because of the location and the placement of these factories. And my wife's Japanese. We moved to Canada this year. And we're following the news from Japan here in Canada. And I can tell you, it is definitely not on the same level of coverage as we're seeing in the international news. So they're trying to downplay the events.
Oh, they're not releasing radiation numbers in the two key states.
No, as you've already noted in the program, it's the Japanese media is really softening the information, trying to obviously prevent a panic. Again, it's for me.
Well, it's to prevent the government from getting in trouble. And what do you think is going to happen here when U.S. designed reactors are involved?
Well, it's like Janet Napolitano has said: if you see something, say something, Alex. But not if it's a meltdown, right? I mean, where's the honest reporting on that? Her slogan.
Well, we've tried to call those see something, say something numbers. They never call back. They don't answer. It's all fake.
Of course.
It's all about paranoia, not trusting each other.
But your caller makes a good point here about the agriculture base of Japan. Japan right now is so dependent on imported food. Right now, And with this disaster, its agricultural capacity is going to be reduced even further, creating less food security.
What happened in Ukraine is they just kept still growing on the crops.
Radioactive food.
And then the people die of cancer.
Exactly.
And the globalists are pleased.
That's coming.
Anything else, Trevor?
Unless you want to know more about the area specifically, because I know it intimately, but know that about covers it, sir.
Well, stay there. Let's do a minute or so with you on the other side, giving us little tips on the area of Fukushima there in northeast Japan. Then we'll talk to Chuck, Jackie, Matthew, and then we're going to break down some of the other big cover-ups going on. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.